Music at 7. Ari and Mira, Mia.
Tis joy enough, my all in all, at thy dear feet to lie. Thou wilt not let me low or fall, and none can higher fly. O Lord, the song.
Phenomenal. Ari and Mia playing tonight at the Crib House Concert Series. Part of that series, Doors and Food at 6, Music at 7, 499-8516. If you want to reserve a seat, you must do that, and then you'll find out where it is. So, hey, you guys.
Hi.
Can we have a little chat? Bring those mics a little closer to your... you're listening to KHSU. This is Ethnic Excursions, and... So it must be really quite interesting as sisters, you take piano lessons and what was the other instrument? Or were you both on piano?
I never learned piano.
You didn't. You were always...
I started on violin when I was 6, and then banjo was a very late addition. Mm-hmm. I started in high school. Senior year of high school, actually.
So you play, and then you have to practice. We know you spend many hours practicing to be as good as you are and as accomplished as you are. So how do you find your own sound? Did it come to you naturally, or did you grow this?
It's definitely a process, as anything in this life is. We started playing together. Well, we've been singing with our family from a very young age, but we started taking this more seriously pretty much the minute I went to college, 2004. Mia was a freshman in high school. I was off to college halfway across the country, so it made it special for Mia to come visit me or for me to go home to start playing. And we did a lot of more fiddle tunes at that point, Celtic mostly in origin. And then it sort of evolved. We started playing more old-time music, in kind of New England fiddle-based traditions, and we're heavily influenced by many folk singers that we grew up listening to. I'm also a classical cellist, and we both went to school for this program in Boston called Contemporary Improvisation. So we've heard a lot of different kinds of music, and I think over the past, 14 years almost, we've really changed our sound, and it's evolved to become more like who we are.
Mm-hmm. And is there a lot of music like this in Massachusetts at the moment?
There's a happening music scene for sure, mm-hmm, in Boston and all around New England, all around the country. Mm-hmm. But lots of really incredible people who inspire us. Mm-hmm. I think the cool part is that everybody really has their own sound. It's unlike,
truly,
you know, unlike in classical music where, you know, people have their sound, but there's more of a competition and a,
right,
playing a similar repertoire.
Yeah.
Right. And this way it's really original, and instead of competing, we're just kind of, mm-hmm, all adding to the musical, you know, wealth of the city, I guess.
Mia, would you tell us what pieces you played as we opened Ethnic Excursions today?
Oh, absolutely. We started with a song that I actually wrote a few years ago at this point called Across the Water. And it tells the story of our great-grandmother coming from Poland to Chicago in the early 1900s to meet up with her husband, our great-grandfather. So I was imagining what that trip might have been like for her.
That's really sweet.
Not that I know really how it was like for her. It's kind of a fictional version of what I think, yeah, it might have been like.
Was she still alive when you were born?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
So she can hear you from some other realm.
Absolutely.
The ancestral realm.
Yeah, that's right.
And music, you know, travels there, so.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I know she would love that song.
Yeah, and then the second one we just played comes from the Sacred Harp shape note tradition, which is this beautiful tradition that originated in New England in the early 1600s of rowdy church singing. This tradition is very much alive today, and we like to leaf through the books and pick songs. So that was one of them. It's called Amelia, and the words were written by Isaac Watts, this wonderful spiritual lyricist from the 1700s. And then it was put to melody by Tim Erickson, who's this contemporary musician out where I live in Western Massachusetts. And then our father and I were singing it one day, and we thought, this could really use a chorus. So we wrote a chorus to it. So that's what we just performed, a large folk process.
You mentioned that you sang with your family quite a bit. So your family they're all musicians?
They are. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah, both our parents, and we have an older sister as
do
well.
Do they travel and tour as well?
No. Mm. No, that's just us.
Mm-hmm. That's just you guys.
Mm-hmm. Our dad did a little bit in the 70s, mostly around New England, but
what,
not
playing
anymore.
What instrument?
Guitar and singing.
And singing.
Yeah.
Was he any good?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
so good.
We do a cover of his.
Hi, Dad.
I'm not sure they're listening.
But they
dinner
can listen
time
later.
Back home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You didn't tell them you were going to be on the radio?
We kind of forgot. Our dad.
You're just too cool, you guys. And so you just pulled in from Ashland. You played there last night. How was that?
It was great.
Fun. We played this beautiful winery.
Oh, nice.
Grizzly Peak Winery.
Great.
It was wonderful.
Good turnout.
Yeah, we've been on an 8-day tour starting in Seattle last Saturday and ending in the Bay Area this Saturday. So 8 shows, 8 days, and then we'll be on our way
We're
home.
Very lucky to have you in Arcata tonight. Doors and food at 6, music at 7, and I know you want to come out and hear these lovely women. Did you care to play another song for us?
Absolutely.
Straight away?
Okay. Sure. Yeah, and speaking of our great-grandmother and great-grandfather, their daughter, our grandmother, we were very close with her, and she and our grandfather lived in Chicago forever, and I went to college in Chicago, and so became even closer with them, and we had a lot of adventures in those 4 years. And so I wrote this song after they both died in 2010, and this is a sort of commemorating my adventures with them, but in particular with my grandmother. So it's from my point of view. Mia's going to sing it, but then the chorus is sort of about how the two of us would go take the city by storm. It's called So the City, as in S-E-W.
Ari and Mia.
We just worked this one up in Blodgett, Oregon a few days ago.
Blodgett.
It's feeling new and exciting.
So this is a new song.
Well, it was written in 2010, mm-hmm. but we've never performed it as a duo until this tour. So it's very exciting. It is new
okay.
for us.
We're all ears. You're good. You can do whatever you like. I'll come right. adjust. Yeah.
Okay.
You're perfect.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ethnic Excursions.
If I still live just 15 miles from your door, I wouldn't have to write this song, still wanting more, more, more. So I'll watch these old home movies, make my wall your hall of fame. And I'll hear your voice in the back of my head and I'll listen to you saying, sweetheart, little darling, grab your coat, the night's still young, and these two Chicago queens will sew the city round her seams, and this dance will keep on circling the sun. Keep on circling the sun.
Thank you. Just a sweet, sweet, sweet song.
Thank you.
It's really delightful to see the family love that you have, you know, within yourselves and while you're singing. And it's just really sweet. How do you go about songwriting? Do you work together? Do you write a song on your own?
We write a part, and then we bring it to each other usually, and then we workshop it from there. And then we both have input at that point.
And have you ever recorded a CD?
We have. Three.
Three?
Well, technically,
see what a good question it was?
Three or four, depending who you ask.
We have four CDs. The first one was recorded when I was 16, so we're very much embarrassed by it, just by some of the choices we made.
It's just very different from what we
do
now.
It's but the early work.
But I still like it, just because, you know, it's where
it's
we come
early
from.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, we do have CDs, and they're on the internet, they're on iTunes, etc.
Have you been to Arcata before?
I have, a long time ago. I can't remember what year I played at the Arcata Playhouse with a great fiddler named Hanukkah Castle.
Oh, great.
But it may have been like 2007 at this point.
So do you tour with other people then independently?
We do. We have other projects. This is our main touring band right now, I'd say. Maybe. Yeah. But yes, through the years, we've had many other projects as well. And we still both have other things going on.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. How do you record a CD?
Historically, we've recorded at this great studio in Jamaica Plain, Boston, called Dimension Sounds. So we go in and we, you know, we carve out a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Takes a week.
Yeah. Ish.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
5 days.
Yeah, including mixing, probably.
Uh-huh. And then who gets to mix it for you? And do you guys do that as well?
We mix it with the engineer. And
yeah.
Then they master it. And then there's a lot of moving parts to get it out into the world. But it's always worth it.
Future plans after winter?
We have a plan to actually record a new CD sometime this winter. Or early spring. Mm-hmm. So that's our big plan.
Yeah, more tours coming up, mostly on the East Coast.
Original pieces in this new CD coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably almost all.
Mm-hmm. Do you mostly play all original
music?
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
The great majority, but we do also, you know, put in those old songs.
And covers.
Favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorites, Ari?
We've been covering a Joni Mitchell song since the election a year ago called Fiddle on the Drum, and it's sort of I think she wrote it from the perspective of an outsider looking in and saying, what's up, America? So we've been singing that in our own way, and it's been really, really nice because she's a huge hero for both of us.
Fantastic songwriter, and I actually could hear that in your singing. I wondered if you had any affinity to Joni. And
huge.
That's exciting. Anybody else that you really like? Singer-songwriters?
Lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Simon.
Uh-huh, yeah. Paul Simon.
Lots of Paul Simon. We grew up listening and listening a lot to Aoife O'Donovan, who actually grew up in our same exact neighborhood in Massachusetts, listening to her. And then we went to school with Sarah Jarosz, which was wonderful. So getting to sing with her and listening to all sorts of people.
It's really, you're such a nice group of people playing on the circuit right now, the musicians that come in here. It's just a really nice group. You guys are in your late 20s, early 30s, and you're just really all so delightful. So it must be nice to visit with each other and meet each other along the road.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Collaborate.
A wonderful community out there. We're grateful to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Would you care to play one more piece?
Sure.
Yeah? In the mood?
I don't know.
Time is 3:23. You can think about it while I remind the listeners. If you'd like to see Ari and Mia this evening, you can by calling 499-8516 as part of the Crib House Concert Series. And there's doors opening at 6 with food, and then the music's at 7. And two really delightful young women, accomplished musicians and songwriters, and very, very nice. Nice gals, you guys.
Oh,
you're nice gals.
You're nice, too.
You're nice
really
gals.
Really enjoy it here. here's a more upbeat one that Mia wrote. It's called
more
Come
upbeat.
On Home.
Okay.
and it's we also threw in a English country dance tune in the middle called Newcastle. So you'll hear that in and out.
Okay. And this is Ari on the cello?
Correct.
Sorry, did I break that
by saying that? Didn't. You're sitting far away from me.
I know.
It was all my fault.
And Mia is on the banjo.
You ready?
There are stars, there is music, but where are you? I'm calling you home tonight. I can see through the fog to what I have to do. I'll light the fire so it's burning bright. Show. I am calling you home tonight. You're the light in the house that comforts me, so I'll light the fire so it's burning bright. Oh, come on home to me, darling, like a bird to its tree. You've been roaming this earth like some trick.
Great. Great combination, voice, banjo, cello. I love the cello and the banjo together.
Thank
you. Such a great, it sounds like there are four instruments, basically, by the time, you know.